Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 1.7, Active Subject Pronouns. Besides people's names, we can also use pronouns as subjects in Haida sentences. Pronouns are words which stand in for a noun in a sentence. There are several different kinds of pronouns in Haida, and it's very important to use the right kind of pronoun for a particular sentence. The choice of which kind of pronoun to use depends on the verb frame. All of the verbs that we have learned so far have a verb frame that requires an active subject. A verb that requires an active subject is called an active verb. If we want to use a pronoun as the subject of an active verb, we have to choose from the set of active subject pronouns. Here they are. I. Deng. Deng. You. Hul. Hul. He or she. T'alung. T'alung. We. D'alung. D'alung. You folks. Hul. Hul. They. Here are some important things to know about these pronouns. The pronoun sh is always written with a capital H, no matter where it occurs in the sentence, just like how we write the pronoun I with a capital letter in English. The reason for doing this is not to be like English, but rather to distinguish the pronoun sh from the command marker sh, which is spelled with a lowercase h, and about which we'll learn more later on. In English, the pronoun you can be used whether you're talking to just one person or to a group of people. In Haida, we always keep these two possibilities distinct. The pronoun deng means you when talking to just one person. The pronoun deleng means you when talking to two or more people. In order to help us keep these two pronouns straight, we'll translate deleng as you folks, so that we remember that deleng is always used when talking to a group of two or more. In English, we pay close attention to the gender of people and animals, and refer to them either with the pronoun he, if they're male, or the pronoun she, if they're female. In Haida, gender makes no difference. The pronoun hul can be used for either he or she. This pronoun, in fact, has several different pronunciations depending on the speaker. Some say hul, some say ul, some say l, and some say n. We'll use the spelling H-A-L, hul, here in this book, but you should be aware of these other pronunciations and know that they are all correct. In fact, as the table above shows, hul can also be used to mean they in certain contexts. We'll learn more about that use of hul later on. We can now use our new active subject pronouns, just like people's names, and put them in front of the verb to make a simple sentence. Here are some examples. Skidangang. Skidangang. I am gathering bark. Deng ta haigang. Deng ta haigang. You are doing some weaving. Hulkatsang. Hulkatsang. She is coming in. Hulskunstijang. Hulskunstijang. He's blowing his nose. T'alung t'k'eedang. T'alung t'k'eedang. we are doing some carving. Dalung kwasangang. Dalung kwasangang. You folks are coughing.